Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome found under the dermatology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 32-year-old woman presents to the emergency department due to developing a severe headache. She reports that her headache is diffuse and felt like a thunderclap. Her headache is described as 10 out of 10 pain and is associated with nuchal rigidity. Medical history is significant for cervical insufficiency, mitral valve prolapse, and femoral hernias. Family history is notable for aortic dissection and subsequent death of her father. While performing the neurologic exam, there is joint hypermobility and skin hyperextensibility. Non-contrast CT scan of the head demonstrates a hyperdense lesion consistent with a subarachnoid hemorrhage. Nimodipine is administered and neurosurgery is consulted. Preparations are made for genetic testing. Let's continue with an introduction to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. This refers to a group of connective tissue disorders involving collagen synthesis and structure that affects the skin, joints, blood vessels, and organs. In terms of the epidemiology, this is relatively rare. And remember that hypermobility Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is the most common type. In terms of the pathogenesis, remember that collagen plays an important role in the tissue structure in a number of organs, such as the skin, tendons, skeleton, eyes, vasculature, and ligaments. So tissues that use collagen become altered, leading to a number of clinical consequences, such as hypermobility, skin hyperextensibility, tissue fragility, and vascular abnormalities. This may include saccular Barry aneurysms. It is caused by genetic alterations that affect collagen synthesis and processing. In terms of the genetics, it may be autosomal dominant or recessive. It can also be acquired via new spontaneous mutations. Examples include classic EDS, which is an autosomal dominant type 5 collagen mutation, and COL5A1 or COL5A2. Vascular EDS is an autosomal dominant type 3 procollagen mutation and COL3A1. Moving on to the presentation, findings may include skin hyperextensibility, joint hypermobility, easy bruising, and mitral valve prolapse. And when making the diagnosis, remember that this is clinically suspected with the clinical presentation and family history, and genetic or biochemical testing confirms the diagnosis. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about Marfan syndrome and osteogenesis imperfecta. And with regards to treatment, remember that this is managed via a multidisciplinary approach. For example, physical therapy for hypotonia and hypermobility. Complications related to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, especially in vascular EDS, include hollow organ rupture, arterial dissection, arterial and aneurysm rupture, obstetric complications such as uterine rupture and hemorrhage, and rectal tearing. And remember that valvular involvement may require cardiac valve replacement. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. An 8-year-old boy is brought to the emergency room for a possible elbow dislocation. The parents report that he was playing in the playground when he tripped and fell on his outstretched right arm. Shortly following the fall, the patient began to cry in pain and kept his right elbow in a flexed position. Any movement or attempt to touch the arm would result in pain. The patient is relatively healthy and has been growing normally with regards to his growth curve. His past medical history consists of 2 ankle sprains and 1 left shoulder dislocation. A physical exam demonstrates a boy in distress who maintains good eye contact and appropriate responses. There is a very prominent right olecranon and a forearm that appears foreshortened. His sensation is intact, though strength was limited due to pain. Radial pulses are present bilaterally. Skin findings demonstrate hyperextensibility. What is the most likely explanation for this patient's findings? And the answer choices are choice 1, child abuse. Choice 2, decreased production of type 1 collagen. Choice 3, defective ATP7A leading to impaired copper absorption. Choice 4, mutations in type 5 collagen. Or choice 5, mutation of the FBN1 gene. The best answer to this question is choice 4, mutation in type 5 collagen. This patient likely has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, as demonstrated by his history of recurrent dislocations and sprains and hyperelastic skin. The classical type of Ehlers-Danlos is due to a mutation in type 5 collagen. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome describes a group of congenital connective tissue disorders that are characterized by loose joints, joint pain, hyperelastic skin, and abnormal scar formation. These findings are often present during birth or early childhood. The syndrome results from mutations in genes involved in collagen synthesis. The classical type is notable for joint and skin symptoms and is caused by a mutation in type 5 collagen, while the vascular type is notable for vascular and organ ruptures and is caused by deficiencies in type 3 collagen. Patients often present with hypermobile joints that are unstable and prone to spraining, dislocation, subluxation, and hyperextension, as well as skin that stretches beyond normal and tears and bruises easily and joint disease. Other complications include aortic dissection, scoliosis, and chronic pain. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Child abuse may be confused with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, given the recurrent history of sprains and dislocations, as well as findings such as bruising that may suggest abuse. However, the patient's hyperelastic skin findings and good eye contact suggest Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Choice 2. Decreased production of type 1 collagen describes osteogenesis imperfecta, a genetic bone disorder that is characterized by multiple fractures with minimal trauma, blue sclera, and opalescent teeth. Choice 3. Defective ATP7A leading to impaired copper absorption describes Mankey's disease, which is characterized by brittle, kinky hair, growth retardation, and hypotonia. Choice 5. Mutation of the FBN1 gene describes Marfan syndrome, which has a lot of phenotypic overlap with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. However, Marfan often affects the skeleton, heart, and eyes, while Ehlers-Danlos manifests with skin and joint symptoms. Finally, a bullet summary. The classical subtype of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which manifests with skin and joint symptoms, is due to a mutation in type 5 collagen. That's all for this review about Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.